ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयम् उदीरये। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 18, द परफेक्शन ऑफ रिनाउंसिएशन, टेक्स्ट 68। यः इदं परमं गुह्यं मद्भक्तेषु अभिधास्यति भक्तिं मयि परां कृत्वा माम् एवश्येति असंशयः। य इदं परमं गुह्यं मद्भक्तेषु अभिधास्यति भक्तिमयि परां कृत्वा माम् एवास्यति असंशयः। य इदं परमं गुह्यं मद्भक्तेषु अभिधास्यति भक्तिमयि परां कृत्वा मामेव शशि असंशयः। य इदं परमं गुह्यं मद्भक्तेषु अभिधास्यति भक्तिमयि परां कृत्वा मामेव शशि असंशयः। वर्ड मीनिंग यः, एनीवन, हु, इदं, दिस, परमं, मोस्ट, गुह्यं, कॉन्फिडेंशियल, सेक्रेट, मत ऑफ माइंड, भक्तिषु, एमंगस्ट डिवोटीज, अभिधास्यति, एक्सप्लेन्स, भक्तिं, डिवोशनल सर्विस, मयि, अंटु मी, पराम, ट्रांसडेंटल, कृत्वा, डूइंग, माम, अंटु मी, इव, सर्टेनली, एष्यति, कम्स, असंशयः, without doubt. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Please repeat. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Purport. Generally it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional service by devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnam Bhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So today we have one of the most exalted personality. He is a specific, he is a ISKCON GBC and also Guru, His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj is present here. So I am just taking permission from him to speak some few words. So, Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Because I want to listen, everyone wants to listen from you. Also, you can cover 69 also.
Okay, that's good.
I have no purport, but you can speak on
that. Okay, first I have to finish this verse. Okay, first I have to speak on 68. If there is time, then it will be 69, okay? Hare Krishna. Jaidam paramam guhyam mad bhakte suabhidhasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mam evasyasi asamsayah. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. So this Bhagavad Gita is the most sacred literature. This is in our Sanatana dharma, or this is the religious, this is the actually the words of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is for the entire humanity. And in this Bhagavad Gita, there is 18 chapters, and there is 700 verses. There is the Lord Sri Krishna, or the Bhagavan Uvacha. Lord Sri Krishna said, it is about 574 verses. There is 84 verses spoken by Arjuna, 41 by Sanjay, one verse, the beginning verse, is by Dhritarashtra. So, someone have time, he can read all 700 verses, or at least what the Lord spoke, his final instructions. But if you have no time, then you can read only 4 verses in 10th chapter. 8, 9, 10, 11. He is told that Lord spoke these 4 verses to Suryadev Vivaswan. Because in fourth beginning of 4th chapter, Krishna is telling, Evang Vivaswate Yogam Praktavan Aham Abhyayam Vivaswane Manava Praho Manu Ikhyaku Abravit. Lord told this transcendental knowledge as imparted by me to sun god Vivaswana, then Vivaswana, the sun god, he told his son Vivaswata Manu. Then and Manu told his son Ikhyaku. In this way, this knowledge come to this this earth planet. But because this knowledge is already almost lost, so that's why Krishna told, I am speaking this same knowledge to you, Arjuna, again. So that's why this fourth verse, the original verses that is Lord spoke to Son God Vivaswana, they are in 10th chapter, 8, 9, 10, 11, this fourth, 4 verses. If you have no, you have even told, no, I don't have time to read these 4 verses, then Krishna is telling, just read 2 verses. In 18th chapter, verse 65 and 66, because to speaking these verses, Lord is telling, I am giving you the most confidential knowledge. You are my very dear friend. I am speaking you my supreme instructions, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Then Krishna spoke, Sarvadharman Nesarim, 65 verse. Manmana bhava madhvakto madhyaji mang namaskuru. Mami Vaishyasi Satyante Pratijane Priyoshime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Then Krishna is telling, Sarvadharman Paritejya Mam Ekang Saranang Braja Ahang Tvang Sarva Papebhyo Mukhe Ishami Mahasucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So, this is the most, topmost confidential knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. Surrender unto Krishna. Hare Krishna, please. So, but Krishna is telling in 67 verse, but don't this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service. Nor to one who is envious of me. You should not give this knowledge. Though this is the topmost knowledge explained in 65 and 66 verse. But Krishna is telling, don't give this knowledge to a non-devotee. Not to an envious person who is not a devotee, simply a speculator. So, Prabhupada in one lecture, he was telling the 65th verse, that Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru. When a great philosopher in India, like Dr. Radhakrishnan, many of you heard the name, this is the second president of India. He remained president for 10 years, 2 terms. So he is a great philosopher, very learned scholar, all over the world people know him. But when he interprets this verse, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru, then he saying, not to Krishna. Not to Krishna. There's something is impersonal within Krishna. There's some Brahmana, there's some Jyoti, something. Not Krishna. He's thinking Krishna and Krishna's body is different, like us. We are the conditioned soul. We have our soul and body is different. So they take Krishna in that common platform. So these are, though they are very big, big philosophers and very scholarly persons, still they did not know who is Krishna. They not surrendered to Krishna. So how can these people become the speaker of Bhagavad Gita? That's what Prabhupada is telling in previous verse. This as it is. If someone is not accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is, then how can he be a speaker? Many speakers. When I was young, I was in college student, then I was reading M.K. Gandhi interprets Bhagavad Gita. M.K. Gandhi, Mohan Chand, Karamdas Gandhi, famous personality in India. He also interprets Gita. Many politicians, they wrote their commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Dr. Radhakrishnan interpreted Gita, Gandhi interprets Gita, K. Munshi interpreted, many, all the philosophers, Vivekananda interprets Gita. But they are not authoritative. That is why Krishna himself gave warning, don't speak this Gita to non-devotees, mental speculators, those who are simply thinking the goal of life is sense gratification. This Gita is not for them. The Gita is for devotees. That's why in this today's verse, Krishna is telling, you have to speak this Gita to, if you will speak this Bhagavad Gita to my devotees, then what is the result? He is explaining that for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. But what happened? We are distributing Gita everywhere. This is Marathon, the month of Marathon, and we are giving Gita to everyone, even to Muslims also. Sometimes Muslims, Christians, so many people, the Malachas, Javanas, we are distributing Gita to everyone. But Krishna is telling, no abhaktaya kadachana. The previous verse is telling, no abhaktaya kadachana. Don't give this knowledge to a non-devotee. Don't give it to an envious person. Don't give it to a mental speculator. Just distribute this knowledge to devotees. Just like we are sitting here, all devotees. So impart this knowledge only to devotees. So what is your answer for that? Because we are distributing to give Gita everyone. We are giving Gita everyone. So the Lord is telling not to everyone. It is only for devotees. So what is the answer?
You still have to give the knowledge to other people. As long as they're not offensive, you can still give the knowledge to them.
Because the same Krishna, the 5,000 years before he came and gave this Gita. Then in 500 years before he again came as a devotee. He came first as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was telling in every page of Gita that I am God. Aham sarvasya prabhava matah sarvang pravartate. Everything emanates from me. I am the cause of all causes. Matah paratangatara nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. There is nothing above me. He is asama urdha. No one is equal to him and no one is above him. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he came as a devotee, a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the same Krishna. Then he gave us the order. What he told? Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Amar agyaye guru haya tarai desh. He told whomever you see, preach him. Krishna upadesh. What is the Krishna upadesh? Bhagavad Gita. Whomever she gave this Gita, preach him. Krishna consciousness. Jare dekho tare kaha. Whomever you see, preaching Krishna. So that's why we are following, we are a devotee of Krishna, but following instruction of Mahaprabhu. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is the chief general in his Sankirtan movement. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are the father of the Sankirtan movement. But in the Sankirtan movement, the chief commander is Srila Prabhupada. So he told Prabhupada also told preach. He himself practically he saw us how to preach. He when he gave Gita to all the Western peoples, he gave to the hippies. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita class. He started a Bhagavad Gita class in where?
New York.
26 Avenue, Bowery Street. There he started the small room is still there. You can go and see matchless gift. So there Prabhupada started this Gita. He gave this Gita to all these peoples. So following the same footprints, so we are now also distributed. But though the general process is, one should not, Prabhupada is telling, generally it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be distributed amongst devotee only. This is general case, generally. But in emergency, jare dekho tare kaha, Krishna Upadesh. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, that is his command, he called one time to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They are the first teacher in his movement. Then he told them, go, suna suna Nityananda, suna Haridas, sarvatra amar agya karaha prakash. O Lord Nityananda and Haridas, please hear to me. Go to door, you go everywhere. Please listen to my command or my instructions. Told prati ghare ghare giya karahi bhikya. Go door to door, every house. Prati ghare 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 giya karahi bhikya. You beg peoples. Beg them what? Chant Hare Krishna. Bolo Krishna. Bhaja Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and love. You chant it in your japamala or you chant it loudly, kirtan. Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, karo Krishna sikhya. Krishna sikhya is Bhagavad Gita. Then advise them about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Because the most munificent incarnation, that is why Rupa Goswami pray him, Nama Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayat. He is distributing Krishna Prema everywhere. Love of Godhead. No discrimination. He told, then Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. You are same Chaitanya, but you are before also Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. You same Krishna. Now you appeared as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sainam. So, that's why, though the general, Prabhupada is telling that, generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed among the devotees only. For those not devotee, will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those are not devotee, they cannot understand. So first we have to make them devotee, then preach Gita. How can you make them devotee? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We invite them temple, and Sunday feast, give them prasadam. Everyone likes prasad. Maybe in beginning he is not devotee, but if we invite him temple, everyone likes to eat. Three things everyone like. What? Eating prasad and chanting and
dancing.
Everyone likes this. There are no limitation. Everyone likes to eat something very nice, and they like to also sing. They like to dance also. Because these are originally with Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are his part and parcel. Mamai Bangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are part and parcel of that Supreme Lord. He eats Radharani's cooking. Very nice prasad, opulent prasad. Then he also likes to chant and sing. They chant and sing in rasa dance. They dance very nice. So that's why in one I was hearing one case Prabhupada is telling that if these people should not go and not chant God's name, not chant Hare Krishna, then they have to sing film song. If they will not come to temple or in Jagannath Rath Yatra, they will not dance there, then you will find a place for dancing in nightclub. They sing film song and dance there in nightclub. Then they, they have to eat many abominable things. Finally, Jamaduta will come in the end of his life duration. They they become the candidate for the hell. But same thing, they'll come to ISKCON, they come to ISKCON temple, they chant Hare Krishna mantra or some bhajan and dance in front of deities. Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam, Gaur Nitai, they dance, chant and dance, and they eat Krishna Prasad. Then who will end up life, who will come to take them? Vishnu Dutas came. So that is the choice. So first, we have to, before speaking the philosophy, so we have to just invite them to temple. Ninth offense of holy name also. Not to preach this glories of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to a faithless person. But first we are not going to speaking them the glories of, but we just invited them, come eat prasad, take prasad and chant, dance. When he become, he will develop faith, then he will ask. When he asks, then we will give him answer. Otherwise, beginning we invite them, chant and dance, eat prasad, nice. Then gradually he will develop faith. In association of devotee, then gradually he develop faith. When he develop faith, then we can speak something to him. Because in beginning of devotional services, saddha. Adau saddha. Saddhavan jana hai bhakti adhikari. Ye saddhavan hui path, ye person who has faith, then he can enter in path of devotional service. If someone is not, is a faithless person, cannot enter in bhakti. So that's why first we have to create some faith in some person. So that's why we invite him and we feed him and ask him to chant and dance. Everyone likes these three items, chanting, dancing and feasting. So then gradually he will develop faith. Then he automatically sit and hear. So in this way, that is, Lord is telling, don't give this knowledge, supreme secret, only to devotees, to give this knowledge only to devotees. Pure devotional service is guaranteed. So that's why we have to preach, Krishna is telling here, if you preach this knowledge among devotees, then pure devotional service is guaranteed. At the end, he will come back to me. We will preach among devotees. So we have to preach the people, first we have to make them devotee. By following this process of Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, this is the Yuga Dharma. Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama Iva Kevalam, Kalau, Nashteiva, 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 Gatiranyata. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Three times is repeated. Only way to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So that's why somehow or other we have to engage people in chanting Hare Krishna. So first we have to invite them, when they chant Hare Krishna, then gradually their sinful reactions will reduce. By taking once, this Abhasanam, if they, like Ajambila, he was chanting, he was addressing Narayan. He did not know who is Narayan, he is just addressing to his son. So somehow or other, if the peoples, they chant Hare Krishna, then their sinful reaction will reduced. In one Krishna name is enough. If someone committed so many sinful activities from many, many lifetimes, but if you chant once even Abhas Nama, Hare Krishna, to sufficient to just to destroy all his sinful reaction from many, many lifetimes, the sin he has committed. So that's why we have to follow this way, because in all the shastras, everywhere is mentioned that iti so even Lord Brahma is telling to Narada Muni, iti sodasakam namna kalau kalmasana asanam. Nato parotaram anyat, nato parotaram sarva vedesu drushyate. In all the Vedic literatures, Brahma is telling, I made a research. He knows all the Vedas because he is holding all Vedas in his hand. He is the source of knowledge because he got this knowledge from the direct source from Krishna. Krishna implanted knowledge in his heart, within heart. Tene Brahma Uruta Adhikavayav. He is the original living entity. So he got knowledge from Krishna. Then he is telling to Narada, in this age, iti sodasakang namna. This 16 syllables, this name. 16 words, 32 syllables. This word, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is telling, oh Narada, I have made great research. I have all the Vedic literatures. There is not, no other way, no other way, no other way. There is only way, one way. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First we have to engage people to chant Hare Krishna. When they chant Hare Krishna, then they become free from sinful reactions. Then automatically they develop Shraddha. They will develop faith. Then we can preach them Bhagavad Gita. Then you give Bhagavad Gita, then chant. Then they will chant Hare. Then after reading Bhagavad Gita, they understand. Whole Bhagavatam and Avadhar Bhagavad Gita, or this, why we reading all these literatures? To know the Supreme Truth. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan, asti hi eka mahan guna, kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parang prajet. Bhagavatam is telling. Bhagavatam is telling, in this age of Kali, there is no good qualities. But there is one good quality. What is this? Chanting Hare Krishna. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parang prajet. By simply chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in this age of Kali, the people can be liberated. Come to the liberated platform. Even the concluding verse, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. The concluding verse, Sukadeva Goswami just spoke, then stop his speaking. The last verse is telling, Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. By chanting the holy name, one can become free from all sinful reactions. So then he become qualified to hear Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. So the Prabhupada is telling, this is generally, general rule, that one should not advise this verse, sacred of Bhagavad Gita, to the non-devotees. But generally it is advised that Bhagavad Gita to be discussed among the devotees only. For those who are not devotees, cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is, and Bhagavad Gita as it is, should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become an offender. Those not accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are not accepting Bhagavad Gita as it is, they speculate their own way. The one Mayavadi came to Prabhupada and told, you wrote this Bhagavad Gita, this is all. Why are you writing so many places? Only Krishna, Krishna said, Krishna said. Where is Krishna name? Krishna is not there. Word Krishna is not there. Bhagavan Ubacha. When the Bhagavan Ubacha, you telling Sri Krishna said. Where is Sri Krishna? Yes, Sri Krishna name is not written here. Where you told? Why are you telling? Prabhupada told, okay. Where I told? Where I wrote Krishna said? Krishna said. He just, oh. Pay one page after another, every page is telling. Oh, here you write. Krishna said. Because Prabhupada wanted this Mayavadi to chant again and again Krishna's name. In this way, he engaged the Mayavadi chanting Krishna's name. So this Mayavadi, they cannot understand. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. They are offenders at the feet of Sri Krishna. They cannot understand Gita or Bhagavata. They cannot. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. Brahma Chaitanya Kahe Niravadhi. They shall chant these words like Brahma, Nirakar, Nirvishes, Nirguna. Like these words. They cannot chant Krishna, Rama, Govinda, these names cannot come from their mouth. When Mahaprabhu was in Banaras, there a Maharashtra Brahman from Maharashtra, he was there living. He was coming to Mahaprabhu and he was also going to the Prakasananda Saraswati, Mayavadi sannyasis. But he is marred that when there is something, he was talking to Mayavadi, some words come about Krishna, Rama, Narayan, these words are not coming from their mouth. They cannot chant holy name. So he came to Mahaprabhu. He told, oh Lord Chaitanya, why these people are not chanting Krishna's, they are not taking Krishna's name. Even I try to, they want to speak it, is not coming from their mouth. So Mahaprabhu told, because they are offender. Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. So they cannot chant holy name. They cannot believe, because they don't believe Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One time, one Mayavadi came here, talk to Prabhupada, then he asking, Prabhupada told, can you describe something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is the Supreme Truth? Then he's telling, oh, this topic we have to sit and discuss. Maybe we discuss for 1 month or some many hours, maybe then we'll find what is the Supreme Truth, who is Supreme Truth, what is definition. The Prabhupada saw the Gurukul boy was told, come here, Gurukul boy. Told, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is it? Then he immediately tells, Supreme, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a devotee. Even if this Shyama Sundar Prabhu, Prabhupada's secretary, he has one daughter. Her name was?
Saraswati.
When Prabhupada was in Prabhupada's house, that little girl was just standing in front of the front door now. Then anyone want to enter this the Prabhupada house, she will ask to, who is Krishna? Who is Supreme Personality? So he has to speak that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless he speak this, she was preaching everyone. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada told, this is preaching. So unless someone has some faith, unless one is believing that not believing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, then how can he understand Gita? In India there are so many sects. Even some people think, who spoke Gita? Some, there is one group people, they told, oh, Gita is spoken by Shankar, by Shiva. Someone is telling, Gita is spoken by Brahma. Someone, many people. But he is, Dr. Radhakrishnan says, he is not Krishna, Manmana, he is Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Madhyajima, he is not for Krishna. It is something, it is some jyoti is inside Krishna. We have to pay obeisances unto him. You have to think about him. About the Brahman, this is a Nirakar Nirguna Brahma Jyoti. We have to meditate on him. Manmana, Bhava Madna. The Prabhupada told that these people are just like OWL. What? All. They could not see even daytime. Krishna is personally standing in front of Arjuna. He's telling this verse. Then he's telling not Krishna, someone else, some Brahman in somewhere, some Jyoti, some light. So this is, that's why Krishna is telling this Gita, such people cannot understand. Don't give this Gita, don't speak this Gita to us. This Gita is for the subject matter for the devotees. Because devotees have their business. Matchita, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta, Parasparam, Kathayanta, Chamam, Nityam, Tushyanticha, Ramanticha. Krishna is giving the definition of a devotee. A devotee's mind always fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, Matchita, Madgata Prana, their whole lifetime is dedicated for service of Krishna. They dedicated their life for service of Krishna. Madgata Prana. Bodhayanta Parasparam, when the devotees, they meet each other, then they talk about Krishna, about Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Kathayanta Samam Nityam, they always busy in talking about Krishna, discussing topic about Krishna. Kathayanta samam tushyanti ramanti. Why? Because they get greatest satisfaction by when talking about Krishna. So that's why they are always engaged in such activities, devotional activities. They always engage in talking about Krishna, serving Krishna. That is their business. So that's why Krishna is giving a warning in the previous verse not to speak this to non-devotees, to envious persons, those who are not Krishna's devotees. But this verse is telling, if you will speak this verse among devotees, then devotional service is, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And end of this life, you will return back to Godhead. Anyone has doubt about these words of Krishna? This word is spoken by Krishna himself. So, those who do not accept Krishna as he and Bhagavad Gita as it is, should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offender. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter of the devotees only, not for the philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional activities. Even the great peoples like M.K. Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi is known as father of the nation. Indian people called him as father of nation. But Mahatma Gandhi also interprets Bhagavad Gita Then he is telling, no, there is no Kurukshetra. Practically there is no Kurukshetra. This Kurukshetra is within our, this body. Then there is no, if there is some, a Mahabharata war and there is a crores of people who have died in the battlefield, I don't accept this as truth. Ahimsa Parama Dharma. He is telling, no, I don't accept such Gita. If there is a practical, there is Kurukshetra, there is a war, there are crores of people who have died, I don't accept. Because he is Ahimsa Parama Dharma. But he is still there, Kurukshetra is there. This place where Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, his place there, it's called Jyotisar, this place is there. So now still people, millions of people coming into this holy places, holy sites. But still Gandhi is telling, no, this is not truth. So such people, how can they interpret Bhagavad Gita? A politician like Gandhi or Radha Krishna or many big people. So that's why they cannot understand Gita. Gita can be a devotee. There is parampara, there is acharyas, they can explain Gita according to parampara. This knowledge is imang parampara praptang imang rajarsaya vidu. Gita is telling, Krishna is telling this Gita, this knowledge is coming in parampara. This is parampara starting from where? In Vaishnava has a core parampara. There is one Brahma, there is specifically this Gita is spoken in Rajarshi parampara. Krishna is telling, I gave this knowledge personally in very about 400 million years before to son God, Vivaswan. Then Vivaswan told his son, Vaivaswatamanu. Vaivaswatamanu told to his son, Khyaku. In this way, this knowledge came in Sun dynasty. Similarly, the Arjuna is in Moon dynasty. So Krishna is telling, I am giving this knowledge again to you because this knowledge is practically just vanquished in this material world. So I am giving this knowledge again to you. But even this knowledge in Vaishnava parampara also, there is four paramparas from Brahma, Narada. This parampara is, we are in this sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, there is Kumara sampradaya, there is Sri sampradaya. The acharya, Ramanuja acharya, acharya for Sri sampradaya, Madhavacharya is sampradaya, and acharya for Brahma sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, acharya is Nimbarka, Rudra sampradaya, acharya is Vishnu Swami. This parampara is there. This knowledge coming from parampara. Imang parampara praptang, imang rajarsaya vidu. A person who is not following the parampara, he is not an authorized devotee from an authorized parampara, then he just becoming a great scholar in university degree, getting a big degree, PhD or something, then he try to interpret Bhagavad Gita. This is totally wrong. So that's why Prabhupada is telling this Gita must be heard from the mouth of a devotee, who is coming from parampara. If you discuss this Gita among devotees or explain to the devotees, then Krishna is telling his pure devotional service is guaranteed and he will return back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.